This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Continuing his three-day visit to the Republic of Ireland, U.S. President Joe Biden spoke to the Irish legislature in Dublin on Thursday, becoming the fourth American president to address a joint sitting of the Irish Houses of Parliament. Biden reminisced about his Irish heritage and talked about the enduring strength of the bond with Ireland that began with, in his words, the very founding of the United States.
These stories are the very heart of what binds Ireland and America together. They speak to a history defined by our dreams. They speak to a present written by our shared responsibility. And they speak to a future poised for unlimited shared possibilities.
Highlighting Ireland's support in defending Ukraine from Russia's aggression, he noted how the country stood with the United States and partners around the world. Ireland is part of the European Union, but not a member of NATO. Militarily, it's neutral, but it has given humanitarian support to Ukraine, welcoming nearly 80,000 Ukrainian refugees following Russia's invasion last year. A top Russian diplomat has said Moscow may consider a prisoner swap involving a U.S. journalist after a court delivers its verdict. AP correspondent Karen Chamas says more.
Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov told Russian media that talks about a possible exchange with Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich could take place. However, he emphasized that Moscow would only negotiate a possible prisoner exchange after a court delivers its verdict in the espionage case against Gershkovich. Russia's Federal Security Service accused Gershkovich of trying to obtain classified information about a Russian arms factory. Both the U.S. government and the Wall Street Journal have strongly denied Russia's allegation that Gershkovich